Happy weekend. Here we are. It is Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I want an apple fritter. Yeah. Hey, we're coming off a great night last night when we were able to host folks for the Valor Awards that we give out. You know, we talk about it all through the month of June, and then we have a get-together for, you know, family, and they could take them along. First responders that go above and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a really nice time at the Gateway Grand last night. Met a lot of awesome people,
oh, yeah.
Reconnected with people that we get to see, well, you know, once a year at least.
Yeah. A lot of our favorite sheriffs, chiefs, paramedics, fire folks, they were all there. So, yeah.
Attorney General, Florida, James Uffmeyer was there.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a really good guy. We've talked to him on the air several times. Greg got to meet him in person. That was first time for me. He said, oh, great to meet you in person. It's like, you said that to me. Well, thank you.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he really had his cowboy boots on.
Oh, yeah.
Gator graduate.
There you go.
And he's, you know, as long as he stands behind what he says, and we have no reason not to believe it, he is very, he's got first responders' backs, mm-hmm. Law enforcement, definitely. So it just, we could go on and on. We will. We'll sprinkle it in this morning, but it's just happy to be part of that event and very proud to do that because you know how things change public sentiment with the mainstream mm-hmm. media doofuses and some left of center politicians defund the police and all that stupidity. You know, public safety is always supposed to be a top priority,
right?
And some people have lost sight of that clearly. But we've just have a great group of folks. I mean, all of our local sheriffs.
Oh yeah.
And all the people that work for them and our fire rescue. They're just well trained professional. Humble people. It's an impressive thing.
What's funny you bring that topic up because before the event, I was talking to it's actually one of the AG's advanced media people, and he also does a lot of PR stuff. And he's got, I guess, in his family, there's some fire department employees somewhere along the way. But it's like, you know, he remembered his dad, like a number of years ago, kind of pre-COVID, started to get this kind of like, where is this sentiment coming from? And then, of course, the whole taking a knee and that whole thing. He goes, and then, you know, they're pulling cops, they're pulling toys off. He goes, I never understood that. He goes, and all the more he was showing his appreciation for a station like the Sky and what the mission of ours is.
Wow.
Is to promote our first responders. And he was just, you know, even though it's not him personally, he was really appreciative of the fact that we do it.
Wow.
And I thought that was kind of a cool perspective from somebody who's not from here, you know, not connected to the station or anything like that. And it was just like just kind of a great chat on his perspective on it.
I think sometimes it's a little cyclical. You know, you'll see it come up in the media. Like what things happen, like a George Floyd thing.
Sure.
Obviously, that was awful what occurred there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But to draw from that all cops are all bad abusive and all that is absurd and ridiculous. Now we know that. But it's almost like it's a favorite target of the left and the lefty media.
You're right. Who are the first ones they're going to call if they get a problem? Man, they want a cop and they want them now because we pay your salary. And it's like, yeah, you wanted to defund them 2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
So be quiet.
Hey, football started the NFL last night. It wasn't top of radar for me, I have to admit. Even though my Lions were playing in it, my Lions.
Your Lions,
you know, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They're my Lions and my Buccaneers until things go south. And then it's my Philadelphia Eagles. But anyway.
Perspective.
The Lions got creamed 34-7. But none of the starters were playing. I mean, it really was, you know.
Yeah.
You can't measure that. The only reason I even bring it up is because football season.
Yeah, but you don't think about football when it's 97 degrees and the heat index is 110.
Yeah, around here.
No. Yeah, exactly.
But wait.
Yes.
And he actually used the term. I was like, daring our weather guy. I go, dare you.
Oh, no.
I dare you to say two words.
Oh, hold on. Let me write them down.
Okay, let's see. The great, what was it? What was the old bit that he used to hold it up to his forehead, Johnny Carson?
Yeah.
What was it? The great Suskin or something. The great,
something like that.
Anyway, I was young.
Feels like.
No.
Because they do the whole feels like, and a lot of people, because there's a meme. If it feels like 110, it's 110. So
no,
I was wrong.
I think this one's going to blow you away. I dared him to use it.
Karnak is the name you're trying to think of.
Karnak, the great Karnak. Yeah. Thank you. Cold front.
Oh.
And he used it. He did.
Well, cold relative to, yeah.
He said it.
He said cold front.
He did, and then he tempered it.
Yes.
He goes, 97 today, and then he says, yeah, and then a cold front. I'm like, really?
Well,
how cold is it going to get?
96?
So it'll be like 92 average Saturday and Sunday.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take what we get. But I was just, I go, you don't
That's
have
funny.
The gut. You don't have the courage to call it a cold front. It's like, watch me.
If your face is melting, it's not cold enough.
Oh.
That's funny.
So we're busy doing Valor and very happy to be there. And just, again, great folks.
Oh, yeah.
Great folks. And Bennett from Laughlin Shoot GTR.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. They put together these packages.
Oh,
it's just, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
And, of course, I was begging and didn't get anything. But I know it was.
It's hard to believe.
I hate when I have to learn that lesson all the time.
I don't know that you learn
But
the lesson.
They really came to the table with a lot of great stuff. And our newest sponsors, Campus.
Campus USA Credit Union.
Yeah.
And,
it was just a great
CEO
event.
Was there.
But we missed the fireworks, Greg. We missed the big deal.
Oh, the Rockwell thing.
Yes, the school board meeting in Alachua County, according to AlachuaChronicle.com, at the beginning of the school board meeting, Chair Sarah Rockwell, you know, the one that's under a lot of heat for the comments she made on social media about Hulk Hogan dying, good, another dead MAGA.
It should be cooler if she take that mask off. COVID's over.
Later. Well, I mean... Yeah. I'm saying sometimes a mask is, you know, okay.
Okay, I get your point.
She affirmed her continued dedication to the district and to its students, so it doesn't sound like she's going anywhere.
No.
Of her own volition, anyway. No. Making the following statement about the comment last week, oh, did Hulk die? I didn't even know. Good. One less MAGA in the world. That's her exact statement that she put out.
That was just so rude.
And then she put together a nice little... statement. I want to begin tonight by directly addressing the issue that has understandably drawn significant attention over the last week. As many of you know, I made a highly inappropriate comment on my personal Facebook page, one that I deeply regret. There's absolutely no excuse for what I did. I take full responsibility for it. Check all the boxes. You know, I'm sorry.
What does taking responsibility really mean? In a case like that where you're doing nothing.
Stepping down.
But if you're not, then you're not really taking responsibility.
Yeah. Said, my comment does not reflect the values of this district, this board, our administration, our educators, our staff. It also does not reflect the incredible work happening across Alachua County Public Schools. This mistake was mine alone, and I regret it that it distracted from the important work that we're doing as district. Well, yeah, and she covers her bases because she's intelligent enough to know,
right?
You know what she did, but again,
common sense.
Well, what it is is. If your emotions overrule your intellect, you're going to get yourself in trouble. Mm-hmm. And she exposed herself for her true nasty thoughts, basically.
Her true colors.
Yep.
Cindy Lauper.
You talking about her hair?
Well, that too.
6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Man, the weekend is here. Happy, happy Friday. We got a ton of stuff we're going to get to. And remember, listen to the Bob Rose Show on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. All righty then, weekend here, check. Cold front, brr, check.
Yeah, right.
And important news item, by the way, it is 6:21, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And do you know, we realize you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app. or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, even iHeart. Just hit subscribe.
Wow. So
it is easy. All right. Announcement. This is cool. We were just talking about the school board lady. Sorry, that's kind of how I phrase it like that.
But she's not very ladylike, but I get your point. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good point.
You know, person.
The school board.
Individual.
Doctorate holder.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Rockwell.
Yes.
She basically, apology. I'm choosing to respond with humility. Oh, really? Mm. You leftist, overeducated nincompoops?
Yeah.
Humility?
Yeah.
Give me a flippin' break, lady. Gag me with a pitchfork. Do you understand that kind of language? Huh? Piled high and deep, Miss PhD? Yeah. I'm so smart. Let me think of the stupidest thing I can say and put it out on social media today.
But I care about all the children and their futures and their education.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, my children have advanced degrees, so I guess. Be careful how deep you jab there, Bob, you uneducated buffoon.
You've done okay.
All right, brother. Hulkamania running wild all over the state of Florida, brother.
Mm.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he's declaring today. Ladies and gentlemen, today it is Hulk Hogan Day.
Really?
Yeah.
I love it.
Is that awesome?
I think that's amazing.
Yep. He's honoring the WWE megastar. Of course, we lost the Hulkster July 24th at the age of 71 in his home in Clearwater. Governor DeSantis also said U.S. and Florida flags would be put at half staff Friday and at the state capitol and in Pinellas County, which includes Clearwater, where Hogan lived for the final 13 years of his life. Also, a flag at half mast at Dr. Rockwell's house.
Maybe not.
I know where you're going.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the under over? What is the bet on whether or not there is a American flag attached to said residence of?
There's no flag in her house. Well, not an American flag.
And I don't want to go any further because I don't want to sound like I am doing what the left does, which is doxing people.
Yeah.
As far as her personal life and all that, leave her alone and no death threats and all that. What she's receiving,
I don't care.
Who, there's never a valid reason for that kind of nonsense and garbage. So, please knock that off. But
she's whining about people putting like her personal information out there. The left are the kings of that.
They basically invented that.
Probably.
But I hate it when anybody does it, and it's wrong when anybody does it. So leave her to her personal life and all that. But address her at the school board, which is exactly what was done yesterday. What they have over 30 people
signed up to speak. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't have it. Well. I've got some of it.
But I was watching video, and naturally, you had the locals probably from Duck Pond coming out to, we support you all the way, or, all that kind of garbage. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. So, yeah.
it's pretty funny. I bet that some of the people that came out to defend her.
Yes.
She's probably happy to get defended maybe in some way.
Sure.
But these are not the folks that she would, I bet, choose to interact with on a regular basis. So you am I taking a pretty good
They're not guess hanging to, out of the coffee shop, probably, no.
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 No. These are the unkempt old hippies that haven't showered in weeks.
It's 1968.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess a couple of the people gave her, gave her what she deserved. And she actually moved down in her seat. She was the chair,
right.
And she actually changed seats with the vice chair, Tina Certain. And so, she ran the rest of the meeting. But it was member Janine Plavik that said Rockwell's comment quote sparked serious concern about the tone and judgment expected from public education leaders. School board members hold a duty to represent all constituents with fairness and dignity. Celebrating an individual's death based on a political affiliation or ideology violates that principle and undermines trust in our institution. She went on, This incident is a clear breach of community values. One, nonpartisan representation. Two, respect for all. Three, sound judgment. Four, preserving community trust. Public education depends on collaboration, not division. We must hold our leaders to the highest standards. This call for Dr. Rockwell to resign as board chair was based on those values.
Wow. Well said. Well spoken.
Apparently, though, the board does not have the ability to fire Rockwell. Only the governor has that power.
Yeah.
But, and I'm not saying that the governor is going to utilize that power. I can't speak for him.
But do we agree she should resign?
Yeah. Okay. And I think it couldn't be more appropriate.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying which way the governor's leaning, but let's just say she was on the hot seat big time yesterday, and she didn't have a lot of fans, rightfully so.
Yeah.
At about the same time, she was trying to defend, apologize / defend. Governor DeSantis was saying tomorrow is Hulkamania Day all over the state of Florida. Yeah, brother! Rest in peace, Hulkster. Today is, as declared by our governor, Hulk Hogan Day. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy weekend. Plenty coming your way next on 97.3 The Sky.
Brother.
Happy Friday, happy weekend. Yeah, baby. It is 6:37 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Fresh off of our Valor program that we were very happy to be part of last night, and Sky presenting all this, and our great partners. Mm-hmm. You've got Campus Credit USA and our friends at Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Just, they were awesome, but it's all about law enforcement, first responders.
Yep.
And just couldn't be any more pleased to have their backs and to know we've got these very diligent, hardworking folks that, should you ever need them, they're going to be there. We were talking about it earlier, Greg and I. We were taking pictures with the folks as they received their award.
Oh, yeah. A
couple of these state troopers walked up. They're like 7'8".
Yeah.
Okay, I might be slightly exaggerating, but I think only slightly. I mean, these fellers were big.
They were huge.
I thought to myself, yeah, I don't want to get a ticket written by any law enforcement officer.
Yeah.
But if I was in a bad wreck,
oh, yeah,
I want those guys to show up, while emergency services might be on the way.
Uh-huh.
Because these guys don't need the jaws of life. They could probably rip a car apart.
They are the jaws
of life. They're like, we're here to help you out. Rip the car door off and grab you by the
throat. Going back to the 70s and watching the Incredible Hulk rip a door off of something. Yeah, that's what these guys are.
Yeah, they weren't just big. They were big and they were fit.
Yeah. Oh, the troopers always are, though.
That's true.
You don't see a slacker
in that
brown uniform.
No.
I was jealous of one of the guys. I saw when we were
because he has
out
a lot of guns.
Well, oh, that too. No, he was driving the Mustang.
Oh,
the trooper Mustang in that livery, paint scheme.
That nice rumble.
Oh yeah.
Do they? You think they put a cam in that thing for law enforcement?
I'm sure that they are boosted a little bit along the way. Probably. Mm. Yeah, I'd say it's a GT and then some.
Yeah, I'm running straight pipes on her tonight.
But that was a great event, and yeah. Well, speaking of size, just because we both had the same thought when we shook one of the guy's hands. Was he GPD? Who was he?
I think
he was one of the other cats. I don't know. Oh, my goodness. I felt like a five-year-old, shaking the hand of a very large adult. He was just a brute of a man. But big smile, great personality. But I felt like a little kid shaking his hand.
Last time I shook a hand like that, he was number one draft pick out of the University of Florida, offensive lineman Jeff Zimmerman. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember the bear paw.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he had.
He did.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
Such
nice
great
guy.
People.
Oh, it was
anyway,
blast.
And one of the reasons we're bringing this up, because this story sort of relates to, both fire rescue and law enforcement. So in Osceola County, Kissimmee, I joke, Kissimmee, they had a guy walked into a CVS with a gas can.
Not the kind you go to when you run out of gas to go fill up, necessarily.
Well, yeah, it's like
was
a
it?
Well, two and a half.
I thought this was another open one.
It's when, he's got a full gas can and he's walking into CVS. He's not looking for gas.
Right.
Okay. His name is Jao Marcelo Menendez Manilo. He's accused of arson related to a fire that occurred at a CVS in Osceola County. This goes back to mid-April. They finally, I guess, tracked him down. Wesh reported from the scene at the time of the incident that sent one person to the hospital and injured two others. Investigators obtained and reviewed surveillance video from multiple businesses near the CVS pharmacy showing their suspect, later identified as Manilo, in a black T-shirt and pants walking into the store holding a red gasoline container. Documents say that he was seen emptying liquid from a red gasoline container into the aisle of the pharmacy and onto products on the shelf.
Not a good start.
He bends down and presumably, because it's not completely on video, but you know, all of a sudden the liquid is ignited and the fire starts.
Okay, so you got that story, but then you did the one yesterday. This is why I had the open container in my head. You had that politician. Somebody walks in through his office.
Yes.
Finds him in his office with, was it a 5 gallon
bucket? Yes, a bucket. A bucket. That's what full was in of my gas. Head.
So
yeah.
Not even an enclosed gas can. And ends up throwing it on him and catching him on fire. So that prompted, okay, a couple of questions. In defending yourself in this world, somebody comes into your store, into your office, gas can. Now, the open bucket to me is a no-brainer. What can you do preemptively to protect yourself at that point?
Yeah, and I thought, I mean, of course, you don't always know how you're going to react in any one situation. But when you see this, I know your brain is going to figure it out. This guy's not looking for gas.
No.
This guy's looking to start a fire, or in the case of the politician being doused with gas, this guy's looking to hurt somebody. It becomes clear, I think, fairly early if you're, you know, if you're halfway plugged in and paying attention. So maybe as a concealed weapon permit holder, you know, would you then be within your rights to draw down on that person and tell them to immediately, you know, stop and set down the liquid and step away from it immediately? And here's where it could get tricky.
Yeah.
So he might do just that. Okay, put his hands up and all that.
That's good.
You know, you yell, hey, call 911, call 911, whatever.
Yes.
Try to keep him
at
within
bay,
view.
Right.
But the most important thing is, I think, separate him from...
Yes.
Now, if he doesn't follow your commands and reaches into his pocket,
like
he's
going to
get a lighter, at that point, can I say, look, it's clear that this person is out to harm others, to do great bodily harm, and I am in fear for the result of that great bodily harm or possible death. So am I within my rights to shoot him?
This may be a state's attorney Brian Kramer question, but And it depends probably what venue are you in. You know, what is the standard? If they're an anti-gun area and you've got some wackadoodle state's attorney who's wanting to just nail everybody who's ever owned a gun, you know, then that may be a different scenario. But
how did you know that he was going to use that? How did you even know there was gas in the gas can? But you know they'll be aware that would do that.
Yes.
What made you think he was going to harm anybody? I wasn't taking any chances.
Yeah.
But once he wouldn't listen to me, and I have a gun trained on him, then I'm thinking, well, he doesn't want to stay within the bounds of the law. Whatever he wants to do
is not good.
No. Yeah. But that's an interesting one.
But you would probably second guess yourself about 50 times in that moment.
Yeah, because you see somebody going, well, you know, until he actually starts a fire, I mean, you know.
Right.
Wait till something really bad happens. When you see a mushroom cloud, it's too late.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Trey Gowdy. Talking about the former FBI director Comey and the kind of damage he did, and tariffs and Trump. It's all in there. We'll talk about it coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Another day in paradise, my friends. It is going to be awesome. And there is a freezing cold, ice cold front coming in this weekend.
Bob. All he said was cold front.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start my jacket parade early this year.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to go from a sweltering 97 degrees approximately today to a chilly 92 or 3 over the weekend.
Wow. Man, what a transition.
You can give that air conditioning a rest. No, maybe not so much. All right. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the weekend. And welcome to Hulk Hogan Day.
I love
Thank
this.
You, Governor DeSantis.
Yes, absolutely.
Flags and government buildings, state buildings will be at half mast today. The governor announced it yesterday, officially Hulk Hogan Day.
Nice.
And I love it. And I think the governor is right on to do that. And so, yes, we appreciate that. We respect that.
I'm sure the Alachua County School Board, they're, you know, doing their flags and celebrating.
Dr. Rockwell, all excited. Yes, saying it. Happy Hulkster Day. Yeah, maybe not so much.
Maybe.
Yeah, some fireworks yesterday at a school board meeting. And basically, you know, people made some great points for her to step down. I think if you're, you know, I think that would be the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And people do make mistakes. But, you know, in this case, if somebody makes this statement, and you know what she said, something like, Hulk Hogan died or whatever, good.
Yeah.
You know, another MAGA gone or something along those lines. Like, you know, if you say that in social media, you have time to, like, you know, type that out or whatever and then, you know, post it. And you supposedly have, like, a PhD. Where's the disconnect? Well, we know what the disconnect is. It has to do with emotions. Well, do you want somebody in a position of power over all of our children to exhibit this, you know, unbridled emotion and partisanship and having such a hatred for people who may have a different ideology than you? So the calls for her to step down, I think, were right on. And no, she won't. And the only person, apparently, the other school board members can't vote her out. I guess it doesn't work that way. The governor would have to take action. So we'll see. But it is interesting. At the same time that she's getting skewered by the local folks, and should be, the governor was announcing that it was today was to be the official Hulk Hogan Day. So, I think that he's in the Hulkster's corner.
A little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd say so.
All right. Yeah, and one day might not be enough. We might have to have another. And maybe it should be more like, we'll do it on a lighter note. It won't be so, you know, he just passed. We lost him.
Right.
It'll be more like, maybe we'll do Talk Like a Wrestler Day. Like, you know, we've talked like a pirate day.
Talk
like a wrestler.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get myself a Slim Jim.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm getting them all in there.
Just pick your little Dusty in there, you think, maybe? You know?
I see you with the Sundome, suckers.
Yeah, I think
the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
I think you can do that all day.
Maybe. After talking last night, though, at the Valor Awards, which we're very proud to present. Yeah, yes. It's
our voices are tired.
Yeah,
morning.
Talk yourself down. Talk yourself out.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Talk yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cincinnati Video Brawl. Is everybody familiar with that? I brought it up a couple times. There's lots of little tangents off of this story. A brawl takes place in the street there. One woman is just knocked out. And she has no role in it other than trying to look after or protect somebody else who is being kicked and beaten. But here's the interesting thing about it. Because of the racial dynamic, and that's all I'm guessing why it would be, because of the racial dynamic of basically a black on white crime, if you will, three major broadcast networks didn't report on it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yet this is a video that went viral in social media.
Oh, yeah, it was everywhere. And you know, that's easy peasy for the networks to pick up on something that's viral.
Easy pickings.
And it's compelling video. It's like, compelling from the standpoint of it's awful.
Yeah.
But it's compelling. You know, it's like a train wreck. And five people charged after vicious altercation as Media Research Council tracks coverage gaps. And Fox News is reporting on this that three major broadcast networks didn't report on this heinous crime.
That's amazing.
And the Media Research Council Newsbusters analyzed Good Morning America, World News Tonight, CBS, etc. Fox News Digital also analyzed as of Thursday, yesterday, they didn't think it was an important enough story to report.
Huh.
Now, some of their online presentations or whatever picked up on it.
Yeah.
But not newsworthy, apparently.
Wow,
to
amazing.
Their broadcast audience. We shouldn't be shocked. We've told you this is how the left-wing media has operated, mainstream media, how they've operated for a very long time.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
It is.
And we'll dig into that and other things we've got. I want to get into the Trey Gowdy thing, too, so hang on for that. And I never want you to miss a minute of the show, either. So just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app and hit the follow button, and then you can catch up on every episode, every hour, and every highlight whenever it works for you. It's now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you go to get your podcast. Happy Friday. The weekend is here, and it is officially Hulk Hogan Day in the state of Florida. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky, brother.